Hello, guys. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me on Let's Be Honest. This is your girl, Rapani. I'm definitely grateful for each and one of you guys for joining me on this journey. I do have another interview today. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey, y'all. This is your girl, Cece. But mainly, I'm in legal name, Clara Simba. Bye, y'all. See.
How are you, Cece?
To be on here. I am ecstatic. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me.
Of course.
So I've been doing like live questions, interviewing people, finding out about their lives and, you know, what makes them the person they are today. Mm-hmm. So these are just random life questions. There's no timer on it. Yeah, take your time answering them. There's no rush. Just do your thing. The spotlight's on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So our first question today, if you could tell someone something anonymously, what would it be?
Just anybody?
Just anyone. You don't have to mention a name if you don't want to, but yeah, it is anonymously. So just whoever you think about, what do you want to say to them?
I like money.
Yeah.
I love money. Anybody, I'm just like, yo, I just want money. That's it.
Yeah, you just want money?
True love, to be honest. I mean, true love don't exist, but I could really use some true love in my life right now.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So who would you like to forgive and forget?
My baby daddy.
Do you care to explain?
No. It's been a rocky road with him. I mean, I'm grateful for, you know, the two amazing kids I have with him. But I don't know, he put me through a really rough I would say road is just, okay. Like some things that he did to me. And I'm just like, why? Like, what did I do to you? At one point I thought, you know, maybe it's my fault for some things that I might've done in the past and it's my karma coming to me. But then I really think I'm just like, what is it that I've done so bad for, you know, this person to be sent into my life to just like, want to make sure that I'm not happy, I'm not living my life, and just making sure that my life revolves around him.
Yeah, that's tragic. Yeah. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
I mean, we live and learn, right?
Yeah, true. Like, so how long were you guys together?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
There were times where you were happy though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say the times when I didn't know his secret life about it. Like, I was happy and I thought we were happy. And he showed, like, I guess before I found out about his double life, he really showed me, you know, what it is to live a good life until I found out about the things he did behind my back. But yeah, I would say they were really good times.
Okay, awesome. Well, I really hope nothing but the best for you moving forward, you and your kids.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Of course. If you could get rid of one of your responsibilities today, what would it be?
Paying bills.
Of course.
Paying bills.
We're not meant for this life.
Exactly. It's not for me. That's why I told you I need a sugar daddy.
Same, sis.
I'm telling you, no, this is not for me. Not pay bills, I would be very, very happy.
Yeah, me too, honestly. What type of person angers you the most?
That type of person?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the lying type.
Okay.
Yeah, the lying, I don't know. I'm just like, why can't you just tell the truth?
But, you know, sometimes people are scared.
I know, like, I know it, but especially when I tell you from the beginning and be like, hey, like, if you tell me the truth, I will not, I mean, I would rather you tell me the truth than you telling me a lie. I'm going to be more upset with you telling me a lie than you telling me the truth. So, and to be honest, telling the lie, you know it's going to come out to the light. Mm-hmm. One way or another, it's going to come out, and that's going to be more damaging to the person that you're lying to, even to yourself, mm-hmm. than telling the truth from the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyone lie to you lately?
Let me see. By lately, you mean recently? Like today, tomorrow, yesterday?
Today, yesterday, 1 minute ago. 2 minutes
ago. No. I mean, I would say maybe I lied to myself. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
I mean, we all do. Is there something you lie to yourself about?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, how I feel like, you know, I put on, you know, this face that I know I am breaking down and I know I'm struggling and I know I just want somebody to just like ask me, hey, are you okay? But do yeah. ask me, hey, are you okay? I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay. I always put on that strong, like, hey, I can do this by myself. And even I know I can definitely not do it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely understand. You should definitely check out my mm-hmm. podcast I posted about finding yourself.
Okay.
I think you'd really like that.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. What do you think your greatest strength is?
I'm a go-getter.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm a definite go-getter. Like, if I put my mind on something, I know I can do it. And I might lose my way here and there. So I mm-hmm. find that path again, I definitely go get it. Or I just try to create a different ways. If one way fails, I know I can create a different path and just try to go get whatever I set my goal to or I set myself to.
Yeah, definitely. What's something you've achieved lately you're very proud of?
Lately? I'll say my kids, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been so terrified. I didn't know what kind of mother I am going to be. I felt like I was not set up for it. Like, I always wanted the kids.
But yeah.
I just didn't know what kind of mother I was going to be.
Yeah, so you just, you know, mm-hmm. you're doing a good job, though. Oh, like, you weren't prepared or anything.
Thank you. I don't know. I feel like, you know, it was more like, making a bread from the scratch. That's how it was for me. Like, there was no instruction. I get the support from the support that mm-hmm. I needed, especially, you know, from our adults. I don't know how to call them, the elderly. I had so many questions, but I didn't know who to reach out to. So basically I had to figure things out on my own. And to be honest, the way they turned out, great.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah, so. They're blessed.
I mean, they're alive, so.
Yeah, gotta keep them going. Yeah. What do you say is your worst weakness?
I would say saying no. Or basically having sympathy on everything. Well, either one of them. Like, I feel, even though sometimes I know it's not my fault, or I will be discussing like something with somebody, and then I'd be like, hey, you made me feel this way. And then for some reason, if they're manipulative, they'll be like, oh, no, you started this and this. And all of a sudden I start thinking, I'd be like, hey, maybe I started it. Yeah. Bad for them. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. You know, it's my fault and this. So if that makes any sense, I feel like that's my weakness, because I like to sympathize a lot with some of them that don't even deserve to be sympathized with, and I tend to sympathize with them.
Yeah. That happens a lot in this generation, too. A lot of people are very manipulative, mm-hmm. and a lot of people, like, don't care.
Yep.
Have that don't care attitude.
Definitely. So,
like, everyone's for themselves, and if they're not for themselves, like, they're hurting other people. Like, it's tragic.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. How do you show your love for others?
I'm more of a touchy person. Like, I love hugs. I love, you know, giving compliments. And I would say by doing something, you know, nice, even though it's so small, it's just, I would say, like, saying hi to somebody, it really makes their day.
Yeah.
It really makes their day. Just saying, hi, how are you? And I try to do that as often as I can. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I get some time, I try to reach out to the people who I have not reached out to. And then, you know, in the end of the day, they come up and be like, oh my gosh, you really made my day. Like, I really need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something that, just something simple. Like, I don't like going all dramatic, buying them a car. Can't buy myself a car. That's too much. If I can't buy myself one, how can I buy you one?
Yeah, makes sense.
So something small, like, I guess, word of affirmation.
Yeah.
So
that definitely makes sense.
Yes.
So with this question, I want you to just really think about it. I don't want you to just rush answering it. Mm-hmm. Why are you here in the room right now? Why do you think you're here?
In where?
In this room, why do you think you're in your room right now? Why do you think you're on Earth? Why do you think you're in this world? Why do you think you're in this planet? Why do you think you're here?
Oof. That is a tough
question. It's a deep. Yeah.
It is a very deep question.
Yeah, take your time. Think about it. Don't rush.
Oof. To be honest.
Have you ever thought of it?
I have. Like, I really have. I've had a moment of weakness where I really thought, you know, why am I even here? Like, what am I, what's my purpose here? And I still ask myself the same thing, like, what's my purpose here? Because I feel like I have not achieved, to me personally, a lot of people say, oh, you've achieved so much and this, but to me, I feel like I have not achieved anything. I have not reached that, that peak where I want to be at.
That point where you're just like, man, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that. So I haven't reached that yet. So yeah, I still, you know, I do question myself, like, what is, you know, my purpose? What am I supposed to do? I feel like I'm supposed to do something, but I feel like I need a sign. Like, you know, there's supposed to be a sign and be like, you know, it's like when the oven goes ding, you know, idea or whatever. I feel like I have not gotten there yet. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest, I don't know why I'm still here or why am I even here, because I feel like there are some points in time, like, my life would have ended, or I could have, you know, the Heaven Father could have called me, you know, home, but it hasn't happened. So I feel like, you know, there is still something that I haven't fulfilled yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep being given these chances.
Yeah, you're definitely here for a reason. Yeah,
but that reason I'm still yet to find out, to be honest. And I don't know.
It takes time.
Yeah, so I don't know who I need to reach out to, or if there is a sign and I missed it, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Just, you know, it's coming at an unexpected time.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Yeah, definitely. And I could also help you out with that too.
I would love that.
Yeah. When is a time you forgave someone or were forgiven for something?
The time I forgave someone. Like, forgive and forget, or just forgive?
Like, forgive wholeheartedly. You came, you know, I forgive you. Like, I'm not mad. I'm not holding a grudge. Like, you're good. Go enjoy your life. I'm going to enjoy my life. Like, we're good.
I would say I haven't told them that I forgive them, but I feel like, you know, in my heart, I have moved forward with myself. And I've told myself, you know, it's time to let go. So I would say I would say the beginning of this year.
Beginning of this year.
Right. Yeah, I would say beginning of this year. And I told myself, you know what? I need change in my life. Because I am tired. I felt like people were holding me back. And I was holding myself back because of that. So, okay. Yeah, I have forgiven several people, I would have to say. Not just.
That's really good. How do you feel?
I feel good, to be honest. Like, I feel good. And I'm able to do, you know. Because I told myself in the beginning of the year, it wasn't really like a New Year's resolution, but I told myself this is a change I need for my entire life. Like, say I want to go here, I'm going to make it happen. Or, not make excuses. Oh, you know, I can't afford it. Or, I have to do this. Or, nope, I tell myself I'm going.
Attitude. I love that.
Thank you. And so far, it's been so good. 3 months into the year, hey, it's been good.
Girl, you're doing big things.
I'm hoping for it to get better as the year goes by.
Is that the advice you would give, like, people that are kind of closed off right now, living in a box, living in fear, living in just, you know, that circle where we grew up from, that are just, like, terrified to leave Salt Lake or Utah?
I would say,
just afraid to live wherever community they're in.
Yeah, I would say take the first step. Like, just take that, like, that one, that first step that you, whatever that comes into your mind that you wanted to do, just take that first step. No matter how scary it is, it's better. I feel like, you know, sometimes we tell ourselves, oh my gosh, you're so scary. It's so scary. I can't do it. But we haven't really taken that step to find out if it is really scary or not. So, I would definitely say take that first step and find out for yourself. If it was scary, then you can go back to your comfort zone. But
at least you
tried. Yeah, exactly. So you tried, and I'm saying, even though you failed, try again. It doesn't have to be the next day, the next week. Just make sure you try again. Like, don't give it up completely, because you know, the next time you take that step, it could be better than the last time. So I would say definitely take that first step. And on top of that, if you have something to say, I know we're so terrified of letting our feelings, you know, be heard, one, because of rejection, and two, being shut down. Like, you know, we've always been shut down no matter what we say. Whatever we say is not important or it's not relevant. So that is something I wish I told my younger self, to speak out. I feel like if I spoke out, maybe my life could have turned out differently. But the reason I didn't speak out is why my life turned out the way it is right now. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I love it, but I had to, I had to go through some bumpy roads and all that stuff to get to where I am. Yeah, I'm just putting yourself out there.
I'm glad you're putting yourself out there now. You never know what opportunities or what doors are going to open. And right now you're traveling, doing big things. Like you said, maybe your passion or the reason why you're on earth could come when you're on another stage. Exactly. You never know. Like when you're in a different environment. Exactly. You never know. So just keep doing you, girl. And I, you know, advise other people, you know, take the first step. You know, you're doing good.
Thank
More
you.
Things are coming.
I pray so.
Awesome. So two more questions for you, girl. Okay. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made? Like the biggest.
Man.
This one takes
it really has. Oh my god. shoot. I was gonna, from the top of my head, I was gonna say getting together with my baby daddy, but now it wasn't a mistake. Like, that one was definitely, like I said, it was a lesson. Lesson learned, experience and stuff. But I would say my biggest mistake was, maybe that's why I'm going through this, but I was with falling for a married man. Okay. I really feel like that was my biggest mistake, like falling for a married man, even though I know I cannot have him. for my own. And I don't know, he said he felt the same way, but it's just that the fact that, you know, when we're together, it's just, I just kept thinking about his wife. Yeah, it's just, it was not such a great feeling. And I definitely know it's not something I want to be. I don't want to switch shoes with her. I mean, I don't want to be in her shoes. So yeah, I would say definitely that is my biggest mistake. Yeah. I mean, until this day, what, 12 years later, think about it and it still haunts me. But yeah, I definitely.
I mean, you said it out loud now. So like, good things are coming, you know, you confessed and like, you feel really good.
I do.
Yeah. Your last question.
Okay, let it be good.
What are you hiding? What's under that bed, girl?
Laundry? Laundry? Does not wash? Man, shoot. What am I hiding? Like, from people, from myself, or?
We can do both as a bonus question.
I would say from people, I'm hiding myself. I'm hiding myself as a person, because after, I guess, giving birth to two kids, that definitely changes you. Like, I.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like when I go to in public, I try to, you know, like, you know, around some people, you try to put yourself down before they put you down. So I feel like, you know, that's not even me, but I feel like around them, I have to be like, you know, make a joke about myself before they point it out. And of course, there are very insensitive people out there who have pointed out, you know, who have pointed out my insecurities. And I feel like, you know, I took that personally, to the point where even though someone has not said anything about my insecurity, I say it first. So I feel like I'm hiding my true self before I went through the whole through the whole pregnancy and whatever. I'm hiding that person. And sometimes I feel like I've lost her. Like, I don't even know who she is. Like, I want to go back to that person, but I don't know how to go back to her. So I definitely feel like I'm hiding that from people who deserve to know who she is.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a very vibrant person and people need to know that. So it's baby steps.
I try. I mean, I'm working my ass off for sure. To that happy place, to get to where, you know, I put on clothes, I'm just like, yo, babe, you got this. That's your dress. I'm still trying to get to that, but I feel like I'm such a long way ahead, and like, I sometimes feel like I don't know how to reach out for support, because I feel like if I do, they will see me as a weak person. No, you're weak. Why would you need, you know, why do you need help from this? And I know there are some people out there who would not, you know, who would not think that. Of course, there are others who wouldn't want to think, who would want to think that, or who think that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I would say, yeah, I'm hiding my true self from the outside world.
From the world, yeah.
And from myself, I feel like I'm hiding my true feelings. I feel like, you know, like I'm trying to explain. I mean, I'm trying to express to myself personally that I am happy. That I am happy and I shouldn't cry. And, you know, I got this, but it's okay to cry. Like, it's okay to be weak and it's okay to let yourself go. And just like I don't know. I guess I cry hard. I don't know. It's just, it's weird to explain. I feel like, you know, I know the feeling. It's explaining it wordly. It's hard. I'm really hiding my true feelings about how I feel about a certain things, like a certain, about a certain person. Like, I like to tell that person, hey, you are an asshole. Like, I want to tell them that, but I get to the point where I'm just like, ooh, what if they react this way? Ooh, what if they react that way? Ooh, what if I hurt their feelings? Or I just end up keeping that to myself, even though I want to let it out so bad, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. I actually have something to add to that. Ever since I moved here, like, I had to learn how to be more open about my feelings towards people. Story here, my roommate, like, sometimes she has her nephew come over and, like, just spend, like, weekends or the days here or whatever. And I was in the kitchen one day cooking, and he comes up to me. He's trying to have a conversation. He's just like, hey, he was telling me that he was sorry that he left abruptly the other day. And I was just like, okay, like, why do you need to tell me this? Like, he's not like, because we're friends. I was like, we're not friends. And he's all like, what do you mean? And I'm just like, all right, what's my name? He didn't know. I was all like, what's my last name? He didn't know. And I was all like, where am I from? He didn't know. I was all like, bro, you don't even have conversations with me and we're friends. Like, I'm just like, we live under the same roof. That doesn't mean we're friends. So people just need to, like, be more open about how they feel towards other people. So explain to people exactly how you feel. And that will, you know, like, let's say you're pretending to be friends with somebody, like, if you don't tell them how you feel, let's say you don't really like them like that, but you just pretend to be friends, in the long road, that's gonna hurt you, them, or both of you guys. It's just gonna be messy. So that's kind of just what I wanted to add to that. Sorry.
I need to work on it. Like, I feel like I need to work on a lot of things on myself, most definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's always that first step.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely enjoyed you being on here. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, just
babies.
Oh my god. But I just want to say, you know, people just gotta. Negativity is not going to take anybody anywhere, to be honest. Like, let's just love, and, you know, if you're having a bad day, you don't have to take it out on the next person you see, or the next, not just person, animal, because I can see people, you know, taking out their anger or whatever on animals and stuff like that. Like, if you're feeling some type of way, there are so many places where you can go and just, like, relieve yourself. Even I would say the best person you can tell your feelings to is a stranger. Like, just, if a stranger asks you, hey, how are you? Just say, I'm good. And, you know, go ahead and tell your feelings. They ask or not. Some people just, you know, they'll literally just sit there and listen. Yeah, some people will say, be like, I didn't ask. That's on them, whatever. But, yeah, literally, there are some people who are out there just, like, you know, will sit and listen to your problems or whatnot, will tell you an advice, or just sit and listen. Sometimes that's all we want. Somebody to sit and listen to us. So I would say, if you're having, you know, a rough day or whatnot, it's good to just, you know, talk to somebody. It doesn't have to be someone you know, but just anybody, or even talk to an animal. Mm-hmm. It really helps letting that go. And so you're not walking around with negativity and passing that negativity to the next person you meet. Mm-hmm. So I would say, live and love.
Exactly. Beautifully said. A beautiful way to end, too. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for listening. As always, I'll bring out new content every week. Don't forget to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest for more poetry, podcasts, merch is out now, as well as my photography as well. Much love. Appreciate you guys very much. Have a good day.